to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.3, and around the world, KDWA.com. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today Mr. Hastings. How the heck are you, Greg?
Doing well, Dan. How are you?
I almost was thinking that I was, I was acting like somebody that we know very well acts, you know, walks around in circles in the parking lots. And I didn't even know the FM frequency, 97.7.
I know. Unfortunately, it happens more and more as we age and age. So
yeah,
I don't know who he's trying to fool, but whatever.
You got that right. Well, how are you doing, Greg?
Good, good. Everything's good.
Is it? Okay.
Yep.
Spring has finally sprung, I think, and we're getting the well-needed moisture that the farmers need.
It certainly doesn't shut off now.
No.
It'd be nice if it shut off for a while.
Yeah, because I think we're catching up, I believe, isn't it?
And a lot of rain. Seems like every time it rains is a good inch or whatever.
Yep. Well,
it's been good.
So there you go. So, everything's going good and nothing.
Yep, nope. There's nothing bad to report anymore, so that's good.
Well, to hear it told by certain people, everything is just fine.
I know. Yeah. I don't know if it's quite that good. But,
you're right.
I guess it could always be worse. So.
I noticed out front,
yes,
you got the electric vehicle. Sharp-looking vehicle.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, we like it.
Now, is that the newer one or the one that you bought used?
That's the newer one.
Okay, the brand new one and all the bells and whistles. And
Does that
drive by itself?
I do not have that on this.
Oh, you didn't?
That was like a $2,500 option, and I wasn't wild about the... I don't think they have that part perfected yet.
Okay.
Though it was good, I guess. So I have some regrets about not getting it.
Okay. Because you'd like to just maybe put your place up north and pull out the newspaper or pull out some paper or something and read while you're...
I don't think they're quite there yet. I think that will be beyond my lifetime.
I think there should always be somebody behind the wheel because technology is great, but it's not perfect.
Mm-hmm. But it is amazing what they can do. They park a car, nobody has to look or turn.
There's
a lot of things, and it might be safer than some drivers.
Well, you got a point there. You
know, I hope I'm not in that league ever, but
I'll tell you one of the worst stretches of highway, in my opinion, and we just happen to live at the end of it too, is 316 between Hastings and 200th, which is the turnoff to Treasure Island.
Correct.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a wicked road.
I come out, you know where we come out, Red Wing Boulevard, just south of 200th.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, it's 50-50 whether people are going to stop at that stop sign. That's where that, deputy sheriff was killed in 1990s.
Right, correct.
Nothing's changed there.
Nope.
They just come rolling out of there, and it's like they think they're in the cities yet. And they don't understand that traffic's moving along at 60 miles an hour, and you can't stop.
Yep, it's just different these days. It really is.
It sure is. But back to real estate, any new homes you want to talk about?
Oh, yeah, we're getting our new developments kind of underway. We have our first one. We're just actually finishing up the grading and doing all the infrastructure, the sewer and the water and stormwater and all that. So I don't know at what point, but I think we're getting close to where we're going to start our first model. Okay. We have two solds in there, so... probably be starting those, and with that being said, everything's moving along in that area, and we're finalizing our plans, and that's been a challenge because the market today, with smaller lots and some of the things that buyers are going to want in their homes, we just had to come up with that. But there are other developments in the metro area that are basically building to that market, and so I'm sure that's what we'll do when we have homes in the 3.25 range starting there.
That's a good spot. That's a sweet spot.
That will be nice, and that will be good. And that one is our Meadowview plan. That's a 2-bedroom, and it's got a walk-through bath, so you have an entrance off the master bedroom if you want. And it's a 2-bedroom, 1 bath, and it's got a dining room, kitchen, living room on the main floor that's all finished. And then you have a basement that you can finish into an additional 2 bedrooms, family room, and your utility room down there.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a neat foyer, 2-car, and we've come up with a new deal for a bonus garage. And the bonus garage gives you an area that's enlarged outside of the standard garage. Our standard garage is being 20 by 22. And then we have an area that's about 6 by 8. But what that'll do is facilitate extra storage or things like that. Or if you have one large vehicle, you'll be able to get it in the garage, because some of the vehicles today are quite large, so it takes a little extra space in a garage, and so we provided that.
Okay.
So I think those are the things that are happening in that, and you know, we'll have some covenants. We have no association there, so that's a good thing. It's a single-family development, and I think that's going to be nice yards. It'll have some nice homes in there.
So, Greg, how can folks get a hold of you if they want to talk more about it?
Give us a call at Edina Realty, 651-437-2121, and ask for Greg or Wayne.
Okay. Now, do you have a website where people can look at some of this stuff? And the
You can go on Greg J. Holmes, not totally complete for our South Oaks development. You can click on that. It'll come up with our heritage model, and it won't have probably complete information on it right now, because literally we just finished our Meadowview with all the design work and getting the curb peel and, you know, the look of the home. And I think that was very important, and I think it's really a really nice home, and it's an excellent value.
Yes.
So it really is.
$325 base price. That's a sweet spot. So you talked about the smaller lots. How much smaller are they than what they were, say, 8-9 years ago or 5 years ago?
They're considerably smaller.
Okay. Not that you need a bigger yard
Well, and that's, I think that's what's changed, because the design work in homes has changed too. You know, in the old days, you had, you know, infrastructure that wasn't expensive. You just had land that wasn't expensive. And now today, those two things have gone away. So things are expensive. So you've got to be really efficient in what you use. And there's no sense having yards. In a lot of cases, people today don't want those large yards.
More work.
They really don't. And that's a change that's happened. You know, in our days, I think, you know, it was always nice to have the big yard, and you go out and you mowed your yard. That's what you did on weekends. Well,
hey, spend the whole weekend doing it.
That's long gone. I mean, it's whatever. I have to mow mine, and I don't look forward to it, and I've got some equipment. That's not a big deal. But that being said, it's just not an activity. And then it's the fertilizing. And then down to days, the watering is not a small little deal.
No, that's not expensive.
Not for city water.
Right.
And that's changed. So there's so many things that change. So typically our lots are like 44 by, say, 110, 115.
That's still good size, though.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's okay. It gives you a side yard. You know, it gives you two-car garage, two-car driveway, plenty of parking, and it does give you a decent backyard. You know, and the facility would be, you know, in the realm of a 30-foot backyard. And in all my years of building, we did, when we designed lots and did it even back then, you never really wanted to go much under 30 feet for a backyard depth. And so we've managed to achieve that.
Yeah, that's a good sized. And, you know, I don't think that people spend as much time outdoors as what they did. I mean, when you and I were growing up, they didn't have as much air conditioning, so you spent a lot of time outside. People spent a lot of time on patios and in their backyards. But as air conditioning became, you know, more affordable and more people put it in, they tended to, and I hate to say this, but we just aren't maybe as tough as what we were. I mean, winters now aren't as bad as what they were, but they still seem that way.
I know. Back then, it wasn't uncommon to not have air conditioning.
Correct. Yeah, that's what I mean.
I mean, it was very much a given that you would not have it.
So
today, it's a given you will not have it.
Exactly. You so you spent a lot of time outside and in outdoors, but with the cost of air conditioning now, everybody has it. The cars now have it. Cars didn't have
it
when we grew up.
Yeah, it's an automatic.
It's automatic.
It's automatic in a house.
Yes. Yeah. So maybe people aren't spending as much time outdoors in the summer and in, you know.
Yeah, but you still have the good activities. You can have a patio on these. You can have the decks. And so you get to have that, and you have a place for the kids. So you can have a sandbox or swing set.
Right.
So you do have backyard. But
yeah, it's
you know,
a good size for kids.
Yep. But now it's just you're not going to play baseball back there. I get that.
No, so we got enough city parks. You can go there and play baseball.
Yeah,
we've
got that covered. So.
You can go and play there.
But that's what I like. And we, you know, these plans have been around. We built them on 31st Street, and they're the ones we have. We call them the heritage model. And we're even refining those, because I just think today the expectations of a lot of homeowners have risen. I mean, they do want more, like we talk about air conditioning. That's not even a topic anymore.
Yeah, that's just you need it.
Yeah, and so some of the things that are designs, what they want in kitchens, our heritage model has changed now to where we have a pantry in the kitchen, which really boosts, you know, the storage space and makes the kitchen very good. Mm-hmm. And now we're looking at adding a main floor den office because some people work from home. And so it's necessary to add that main floor square footage. I think we'll be working on that plan. And otherwise, we do have our standard heritage, which is around 1,600 square feet. And I think that's going to be priced right around $350. So
That's a good size home and a good price.
Yep. And we have sold several, so they're a proven product.
There you go.
So,
how do you, Greg, keep up with the trends going on? I mean, you said now you're going to, you know, the extra room from people working at homes. How do you know when the time is and how to pull the trigger on that?
It's a really hard thing to figure out because, you know, as you talk to different people and then you look at different floor plans and you see what other builders are doing, what other markets are doing, and then you just kind of come up with stuff. I know we're one of the, probably the only builders to have a split entry in this entry level. You know, some builders call theirs the Freedom Series and the Liberty Series, and and that's the connotation meaning smaller lots and affordable homes. So,
Well, the split entry home, I thought that was always popular.
Oh, it is, it is. But to have that in the new developments and that, it's very difficult due to lot sizes. So, it's hard to get. It's easy to get the one level slab type homes. Okay. You know, with the garage in the front and then the house in the back. But now, when you do the split entries, it gets a little bit different because the design work is a little different on them, and you have to have the picture window in the front. There's some things that a split entry has to have off the front of the house that demand more room, and that takes some unique design.
Really?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I really believe we have it because we have built several, and the cornerstone is a plan we have, and that's for a corner lot, and that really works nice, and we've built those before in our previous developments, so we'll have that plan, and I think it's just going to be really nice-looking homes.
Greg, how can folks get a hold of you again?
Give us a call at Edina Realty, 651-437-2121.
Well, our topic of the week, we kind of been talking about it, and that's the upcoming developments.
Yep.
How many developments do you mentioned two of them already. So those are the two.
In the short-term ones, we will have, the South Oaks is done. Okay. We're grading. We're almost ready to go to permit on a couple houses. The next one coming up will be Sunset West, which is up by Elizabeth Ann Seton Church.
Okay.
I have 10 acres up there on the west side. And we've had meetings with the city. We have the plans essentially done. And we're looking at getting that before the city, probably by fall, July or August. And at that point, we get to all of our approvals. Then we'll go into construction the following spring. So in 2025, we'll be doing right now what we're doing in South Oaks. And then that project will open up for sales. Right now, we're starting to pre-sell in our South Oaks development. So a year from now, we'll be pre-selling in our Sunset West.
Now
the difference in Sunset West, we're way ahead on the plans and the floor plans. We do have our legacy plan. We're going to tweak that a little bit. We do have our woodland plan, which is a very nice one-level plan. And then we're coming up with our courtyard plan. So.
Mm-hmm. So 10 acres, about how many homes is that? Just a
Well, total would be 41 townhomes. I shouldn't use the term townhomes because, number one, we will not have an association.
And they're
and
not
that's a
connected?
Benefit. Nope.
Okay, so they're single-family. Okay.
Yes, so they really are single-family
slab
on grade.
That's a nice setup. That's a nice setup.
Yes, I think that's what the market wants. I did go in and change the development quite a bit to allow for a higher percentage of slab on grade because that's what people want. They don't want the basement.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. I suppose if they want it, they could build the split entry because that's a good use of your basement if you're going to build it because otherwise a basement is just a basement.
Yep. And, you know, in our South Oaks, I will have one levels too. I've got about 8 lots in there that are kind of geared towards our one level homes. And so we'll have our Briarwood plan in there, and that'll start at $379 for the home and the lot. A lot of people question me, well, does that include the lot then or – But those prices include lots, and they are a nice finish, too. So we do have a model we can take people through, show you what those are, and give you a good idea.
Now, once you start the first shovel in the ground, how long till completion?
Well, I think it's about 4 months on one of those homes.
Okay.
So
that is
our Meadowview plan, you know, from the time we get in there to finish, about 4 months. And when you get into maybe a little more elaborate home or like one we're going to have a finished basement on, it takes a little more time, maybe an extra month. So,
Okay.
And we're hoping those interest rates come down. But homes are selling. And I mean, it is still, if you can couple even, you know, today it's 7 little plus interest rates. And that, it's not terrible.
You know, that's the norm.
Yep.
You and I grew up in the area of high interest rates.
I know it.
We've been through a real soft period of really low, but 7 isn't a bad interest rate.
It isn't. But, you know, what's surprising me these days, Dan, is the number of cash buyers we work with.
Are they baby boomers or just are they young kids?
Not young kids so much, but yeah, but there's a lot of assistance from baby boomers for their kids too. So
okay.
It's just, you know, a lot of that. So it's just kind of amazing.
Okay. Wow.
Different times, and that's a different market.
Yeah. Yep. So 651-437-2121 and ask for Greg or Wayne.
Yes. So any information on our homes.
Yeah, we have a couple of minutes left here. Something that you said that I think is a really big boost and it has to be a selling point is the elimination of the associations.
Yes.
Because if people do get in a situation where they have the smaller lot and they don't want to do the cutting and mowing, there is people out there that can do it for reasonable rates and they can do it the way you want it done,
not
the way your neighbors want you to do it.
You have control. That's the nice thing about your home. You have control. And so in a lot of cases, the associations can do a good job, but there's just a lot of level of not really what everybody wants, and it's an extra level of frustration sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, if you decide, some people say, well, I kind of like an association because then I have somebody to take care of my house.
Hire them.
Then you can hire those done. And we are going to sponsor a group for the actual people in our neighborhood so that you can hire that one person. And he'll go out and do it. And currently, you know, there's people that just do that. They'll go do 5, mm-hmm. 6, 8 homes. And some of our association properties, we do have associations, but we don't provide lawn and grass. And so the fee, the one association, we've really tried not to have associations, to be honest with you. And the one is just a one-time fee and only charges then as it is. So people have lived there 4 or 5 years now and just paid the one upfront fee.
Okay.
And because there's no expenses. And if you don't have association management, if you don't have all the things there, and we do the management ourselves, more or less, what little there is, and there are no expenses to it.
Mm-hmm.
So you take care of your own yard, there's no expenses. There's no everything, you know.
Right. That's a good way to approach it.
But now some of the people in there want people to take care of their yard. Well, so then we hire them, and that same guy goes around and does this lot and that lot and that lot, much like a single-family home.
Hire it out. Don't force it out.
Right.
So, well, Greg, one good. Final time. We've chewed up the time, and boy, I've learned a lot. and you haven't even charged me for it.
I hear you, buddy. I hear you.
How can folks get a hold of you?
Give us a call at the Niner Realty, 651-437-2121. I was going to say 1460.
I guess I wanted that. That's okay. You can call us, too. We'll get them in touch with you, Greg.
Sounds good.
All righty. You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty in Hastings. Our realtor, Greg Jablonski, if you want to get a hold of Greg, just call Edina Realty in Hastings at 651-437-2121. This is KDWA Hastings, AM 1460, FM 97.7, and around the world at KDWA.com.